You have reached ClearCover's roadside assistant. My name is Victoria. Are you currently needing roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
And can I please have the policyholder's first name?
Moses Hawkins.
Rosa.
Yes.
R-O-S-A.
M-O-S-E-S.
M-O-S-E-S. Oh, you said Moses.
Yeah, my bad.
I apologize about that. And can I have the policyholder's last name?
Hawkins.
H-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Hawkins, could you please verify your callback number for me?
210-882-8915.
And is this number associated to your policy?
Yes.
All righty, and would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
Yes.
Just a moment. All righty. I can't pull you up by your name. Okay, could you provide the your full insurance policy number?
It's the one that starts with TX, right?
Sir.
Does it start with a TX?
I'm not sure. That's your policy number?
Yeah, it says I have it right here.
All right, you can go ahead.
So it's TX0000.
I do apologize. That was T as in Tom.
T as in Tom, X as in Xavier. Mm-hmm. 0000005 5403.
All right, Mr. Hawkins, and that was T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, 0000055403.
It was two more zeros, and then everything else was correct.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's supposed to be 8 zeros?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Never mind, just 7.
So it's T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, 0000055403.
It's just one more zero. Never mind, my bad.
Huh?
So one more zero before the five, and then that's correct.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 zeros, then the number 5.
Correct, yes, my bad.
Do you have any dashes in your policy number?
I do, before the last 4 and the last 0.
You said before the last 4?
And the last 0.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm confused. So it go between the zeros?
Yeah, it's after 5, 4, 0, 3. It's in the middle of that. So it is in the 4 and the 0 and the last 4 numbers.
So it's between the 2 5s?
It's between the 4 and the 0 and the last 4 numbers.
The last 4 numbers?
Yeah, it's in between the 4 and the 0. That's where the hyphen is.
So it's the dash and then 03?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to read it to you again. TX 0000055403.
That's correct.
Just a moment. I do apologize, sir.
It's fine, my bad.
I'm trying to pull your insurance up, but it didn't pull up with that policy number you gave me. Do you have your effective date and your producer code?
My effective date and producer code.
It'll be on the plan that they gave you.
No, I'm not seeing it on the paper I have.
Just a moment. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you have your effective date, your producer call, or your plan?
I'm not sure if I do, honestly.
All right, just a second. Do you have your VIN number?
You said my VIN number?
Yeah, do you know your full VIN number? Because I can't pull you up with the policy number that you gave me.
Yeah, I have my VIN number.
Could I have that?
It's 1FM.
1FM.
CU0.
CU0.
GD2.
GD2.
JUA.
JUA.
840.
840.
32.
32. All righty, that was the number one, F as in Frank, M as in Monday, C as in Cat, U as in Unique, 0, G as in Green, D as in Dog, the number 2, J as in Jack, U as in Unique, A as in Apple, 84032.
That's correct.
Just a moment. Mr. Hawkins.
Yes.
Is there any other name on the policy? Or a different phone number?
It could be my old phone number could still be on there.
So you say it is a different person and you have an old phone number?
Yeah, it's another person on there with me.
Could you verify that phone number for me?
The other phone number that could be on the policy or the one like you just contact me with?
The old number.
210-797-3955.
So that was 210-797-3955.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Hawkins, can I have your address?
It's 5111 Lynn Ridge Drive.
Just a moment. Okay, what's the address, Mr. Hawkins?
It is 5111 Glen Ridge Drive.
Just a moment.
Apartment. Okay.
One second. I apologize. You said 5111?
Yes, Glen Ridge Drive.
GlenRidge?
Yes.
Glen Ridge Drive. And what's the city, state, and zip code?
It's apartment F32, and then it's San Antonio, Texas, 78239.
And it was 5111 Glen Ridge Drive, apartment
32.
What's the year and make of the vehicle?
It's a... Ford Escape, 2018.
What color is it?
Black.
This car may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement considerations.
Okay.
And to confirm the reasons you need service today?
Yeah, I have a flat tire.
So you need the tire change?
Yes.
Is there a good spare in the vehicle?
Yes.
Do you have more than one flat tire?
No.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels?
I'm not sure.
Like, do you have to use a key to take your hubcaps or your wheels off?
No.
And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No.
And can I please have the name of the person that's going to be with the vehicle?
Moses Hawkins.
All righty. And you said your callback number was... ...210-882-8915.
Yes. That's correct.
Will you be needing a ride today with the service provider?
I will not.
And may I have the address your vehicle is currently located at?
It's the same one, the 511 Glen Ridge.
511 Glen Ridge. Just a moment. Just stay behind Valencia at Medical.
Yes.
All right. The service calls. Hold on just a minute. All right. There will be an out-of-pocket fee.
No.
Sir?
Huh?
There'll be an out-of-pocket fee.
Today is?
Sir?
I'm not understanding, like, the question.
I was telling you that it'll be an out-of-pocket fee because you're not covered.
It will be. Okay.
And if you choose to proceed with this payment, what you be paying by cash or debit?
How much is it?
I won't know until I get a provider on the phone for you.